Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Thousands of protesters turned out across France today to oppose a draft law aimed at protecting police. The proposal was prompted by a video that surfaced this week showing French police officers beating a black man. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports critics say the bill will restrict liberties.
Thousands of people gathered in Paris's Place de la République to protest a bill that would criminalize publication of pictures of on-duty police officers with the intent of harming their physical or psychological integrity. But after the damning video, demonstrators say the right of journalists and citizens to be able to document such abuse must be protected. Police blurred, justice blinded, read one sign. Student William Killian Becker came out. He's black. The police are supposed to be the guardians of the peace, the first to protect you, he says. Now I'm so wary of them. The prime minister announced Friday he would appoint a commission to redraft the measure, but calls are increasing for it to be withdrawn entirely. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Ethiopia's army chief of staff says the military has seized control of Mekele, the capital of the rebel Tigray region. It follows heavy shelling of the city. Phone and internet communications there have been cut, making details of the conflict difficult to confirm. But hundreds of thousands of civilians are at risk, and the escalation threatens to destabilize the Horn of Africa region. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is calling for definitive punishment for those behind the assassination of a top Iranian nuclear scientist. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports Iranian president is blaming Israel.
Dr. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who's been described as a leader in Iranian research into nuclear weapons, was gunned down in a car outside Tehran. President Rouhani blamed Israel, saying the assassination, quote, shows our enemies' despair and the depth of their hatred. Iranian military officials are vowing to avenge Fakhrizadeh's death. A senior U.S. official told NPR that one concern is possible attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq. Some analysts are suggesting the attack was an effort to escalate tensions before President-elect Joe Biden takes office. Former State Department official Mark Fitzpatrick wrote on Twitter that, quote, the reason for assassinating Fakhrizadeh wasn't to impede Iran's war potential, it was to impede diplomacy. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
The number of confirmed coronavirus infections across the U.S. has climbed to more than 13,100,000. Residents of Los Angeles County are preparing for a stricter stay-at-home order that takes effect Monday. Officials have announced most public and private gatherings will be banned as coronavirus cases climb. This is NPR. As the holiday shopping season gets underway, small businesses are hoping to get a boost today from Small Business Saturday, strategically timed between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Ralph Elia runs an art shop in Brooklyn.
Small Business Saturday, there are people who just come in to shop for that purpose, to support their small business. And we're really grateful. We have a lot of customers that do that.
At the same time, the FBI is warning consumers about online shopping scams this holiday season, as NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
If an online offer looks too good to be true, the FBI says it probably is. Brand name items at very low prices could be replaced by subpar merchandise or nothing at all. The FBI also warned some online surveys could be used to steal personal information, including credit card numbers. To avoid getting robbed, the FBI says do your homework on the retailer beforehand. Check with the Better Business Bureau and check with other websites for product reviews. Finally, the FBI advises to check credit card statements often during the holiday season and even afterward to avoid fraudulent charges. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Tony Shev, the former CEO of online shoe retailer Zappos.com, has died. Zappos calls him a tremendous visionary who turned the foundering business around. Shev was 46. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.